And actually, that relates to Bill's question. Bill?
Actually, I told the patient I'd present this to see whether anything should or shouldn't be done. This is a woman, 41 years old. 2 years ago, at age 39, she had a fairly advanced breast cancer with palpal nodes. For whatever reason, she actually initially underwent a right mastectomy, and she had 27 of 27 positive nodes. Estrogen receptor was 98%, progesterone receptor negative, and HER2 new negative by FISH. She had a PET scan at that time which showed some right supraclavicular uptake, but no definite distant disease and no CAT scan correlate. She was treated with dose-dense AC and Taxol and actually had a CA2729 at the beginning of chemotherapy and was elevated at 104, and it just gradually dropped slowly to normalize at the end of treatment. So she started tamoxifen in November 2004. She called the office a few weeks ago that reported that she had the first return of menses. She saw her gynecologist, not sent by me necessarily, and had an endometrial biopsy that was negative, and she tells me that the ultrasound showed she was ovulating. I sent her hormone studies at Quest, a little bit surprised by these results, but the FSH was 32.9 in postmenopausal range, LH was 20.7 in postmenopausal range, and the estradiol was only 17. And the question is the default to simply continue tamoxifen, or in this type of patient, should something else be done?
Skip?
That's interesting. She's got a long way to go till she's at a chronological menopause, right?
She's 41, yeah. She had a regular menstrual period that was seemingly prolonged, and I actually called her this morning just to ask so I understood where she was. She's not quite to the next month yet to know if she'll have another one.
Right. I guess I would err on the side of a woman like this with that positive lymph nodes and that sort of story to have her hormonally ablated. And so be it surgical or be it with the use of Zoladex or something, I think that would be the direction I would push.
With an AI?
I think so. I think that I would get her ablated and then add the AI on.
Now, she hasn't progressed on TAM, but you...
No, right. I think I would want to be sure that she was estrogen deprived.
I think there are two separate issues here. One is what's the best kind of hormone therapy for this patient, and the other is whether or not having a menses means that TAM doesn't work. And let's separate those. As I think everybody knows, the International Breast Cancer Study Group has initiated three separate trials to ask about estrogen ablation versus not. The soft trial would most address hers. We don't have those data. But my bias, so now this is my bias, is that estrogen ablation is more effective than a CIRM for an ER-positive cancer. And whether it's postmenopausal and you ablate it with an AI, or it's premenopausal and you ablate her ovaries and then add an AI, I believe that is more effective anti-cancer therapy. I think all the AI trials suggest that. So I don't believe really the question here is whether or not estrogen ablative therapy is more effective. It's whether or not the long-term consequences outweigh it. Because when you take a 40-year-old and make her completely estrogenopenic, and again, we're not just lowering levels to postmenopausal if you put her on everything, you're lowering way down, and whether we're going to see heart disease and all the things we talked about earlier. Having said that, in this lady, again, not being evidence-based here, but with 27 positive nodes and an ER of 98% and being 41 years old, the data that had been published suggests that this lady's got a pretty high chance of recurrence. The late Jeannie Petrick was first author in a paper just published in JCO that actually has a very nice set of curves you can exactly point to her likelihood of ovarian recurrence. And I think in her case, it's something like 50 or 60% chance of ovarian function recurrence. So I think ovarian ablation is just a better treatment for this lady with such a high risk of breast cancer recurrence.
And then what would you do? Would you just keep the tamoxifen or switch to an AI?
I believe in her case, I would recommend ovarian ablation. I fear her cancer more than I fear her bones and her heart going bad. Let's give her one positive node, though.
Well, can you just clarify, though, ovarian ablation plus an AI?
So that's what I mean by complete ablation. So I would ablate her ovaries and ablate her estrogen production with an AI.
Would you be comfortable using an LHRH agonist, or do you want to see your ovaries out?
I've had at least one patient break through an LHRH antagonist with an AI. So I think I have no data to support this one, but I think if you're really serious about it, you either got to follow her estrogen levels very closely or take her ovaries out, because I think you can break through. And in this same pharmacogenomics network I talked about, we're going to try to mount a trial and get some of these data. It's a really interesting question that I don't think a lot of us understand very well because we're trained as oncologists and not endocrinologists. So the other thing is, I think most of you know that if you give tamoxifen to a woman with functioning ovaries, her estrogen levels will go up. That was documented by Dick Santon and Craig Jordan 30 years ago, 25 years ago. So having estrogen levels go up and having a period doesn't mean the tamoxifen is not working. It means that you're getting feedback loops that are generating ovarian function. The tamoxifen may still be working. We've all been taught that there is no dose response curve with tamoxifen based on Joan Bull and Doug Tormey's old studies, but those were actually done in postmenopausal women. And a lot of us have wondered whether or not there is a dose response curve in premenopausal women who have high levels of circulating estrogen with the SERMs. And to my knowledge, those studies have never been done. I'm not suggesting you double her tamoxifen dose, but it's something I've always kept in the back of my head, whether or not a woman who recurs with ovarian function, I would urge her to go for total ablation. And I would probably urge her to have her ovaries taken out and go on an AI. But I can't back that up with evidence. The soft trial will provide that, and per se.
Is that the feedback you needed?
Perfect. 2 out of 2, also unanimous.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty and to our community oncology panel, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Meet the Professors.